Did you include my surgery?
Yes, that's in there.
We should say, Dr. Coates, in 1994, New Year's Eve, performed the surgery on me. Tell him what it was.
Well, you had a ruptured disc between the sixth and seventh vertebra on the right side, C6 and 7 on the right. It was an acutely large herniated disc compressing the seventh nerve root, causing severe pain. This was my birthday, by the way.
I didn't know that.
And you were in such terrible pain, and it was on a Friday. So the surgical scheduling gals told me, you can do him Monday morning. And I said, oh, no, we're not going to. He's in really terrible pain, and I won't be able to control this well, even with strong narcotic agents, and I don't want him to wait over till Monday. We're going to do this in the morning.
Which would have been New Year's Day.
New Year's Day. They said, surgery's closed. I said, no, you're going to open surgery.
So this is a holiday weekend, and most everybody wants to be off.
It's a holiday weekend, and they said, surgery is closed until Monday. And you can do it Monday morning. I said, no, there's just no way. So I rang Lloyd Verrett. He was the administrator. Fine fellow. I said, I've got a gentleman here. His name's John Erling. He recognized that name immediately. He has a large herniated disc in his neck at C6-7, and I want to do this in the morning because he's in severe pain. I just can't leave him over till Monday. He said, you get ready and get everything ready. We'll do it in the morning. So he rang surgery, and it was scheduled, and we did this on Saturday morning.
New Year's Day.
New Year's Day.
Yeah.
1994.
And I'm sitting here to say in 2010, it was a complete success, and I've never had a problem since.
Well, I thank you so much.
In fact, I continued with my running career and ran many Tulsa runs and all that kind of thing. Yeah, it was wonderful.
I'm so glad it worked that way. I remember moving your recurrent laryngeal nerve, the nerve to your vocal cords, very gently. Because if you damage that nerve, I would give you bad hoarseness, perhaps for the rest of your life.
I remember the night before they told me that, but you distinctly remember moving the vocal cord.
I sure do remember removing the recurrent laryngeal nerve.
Knowing this guy needs his back.
In order to protect it and put protective moist sheath over to protect the recurrent laryngeal nerve as we worked. Because I know this man's livelihood we're working on here.